Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling all the way from Yerevan, but we're going to nip back to Edinburgh as we do our final Junior Jukebox Jury. And now it's time for our third and final Jukebox Jury. And might have pre-recorded this one last week. It's not like I've jumped in a plane, flown all the way back from backstage here at Yerevan to get back to the Duncan Place to have our junior judges and then flown back again. No. Magic of radio, audio, podcasting, whatever. Anyway, we have four more songs to go through, our final four to be rated hit, miss, or maybe before they take to the stage tomorrow night and sing at the 2011 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. We have the Netherlands, Macedonia, Latvia, and Russia. Judging them, we have two judges today. We have Melissa.
Hello.
Welcome back from a last year's roundup show. And we also have Joanne joining us for the first time here as one of the judges.
Yep, hello.
So we're just, as I said, it's dead obvious, we're going to listen to the songs in full. You listening on the podcast, you only get 30 seconds because of musical rights and lawyers and everything like that. And we'll rate the songs right after that. We are going to start, I think, with the Netherlands. Rachel is one of the few single name artists up for Eurovision this year. And she's singing Ich bin ein Teenager. I'm a teenager. Pretty easy one there. She's 13, and even though she's got nerve damage in her left arm from birth, she still gets up and has a brilliant singing voice, which goes a bit like this. Ich bin ein Teenager. They won the contest back in 2009, the almost Richard Hammond-like Ralph Machenbach with Click Clack. Joanne, is that going to do it for them?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. She had a really good voice for only being 13 as well, so it was really good.
Melissa, what do you think of that one?
I think the same.
Yeah, you were sneakily trying to get a little dance in there, hoping nobody would notice while that one was going, weren't you?
Yeah.
The only one that gets me on this one is, now to me this sounds really modern, which isn't the sort of thing that people normally would expect from the song contest, and of course I'm old and out of touch with the charts and stuff. Is that modern sound? I mean, is that the sort of thing that is going around at the moment? That sounds really old, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's really new.
It's like something you'd hear nowadays as well.
So there we go then. It sounds like the Netherlands have got the mix a little bit better than last year, where they only managed, I think it was 9th place last year, which is a big drop from winning the year before. Hit, miss, or maybe? Melissa?
I think it's a hit.
And Joanne?
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a hit. So there we go. Straight off the bat, the Netherlands is the song to beat on that one, with a double hit on that one as well. Let's go to Macedonia for our second song. We have four, and of course, you can always leave your comments, agree or disagree with the judges, as you will, back on the website, www.escinsight.com. Macedonia debuted back in 2003 and have been at every song contest before, never rising above 5th place. That's been their best position back in 2007. And the song here, which gets the prize for the best title, if it was in English, I swear by this tailcoat. Unfortunately, it's not. It's Zimi Ojofrak, which at least is probably one of the easier ones for me to pronounce. Dorian Dlaka takes this one from Macedonia. I don't know my modern music, and is that the sort of thing that kids are listening to nowadays?
No, I think it's...
Right, it's easy. I actually knew that. I was trying to set up a joke, but it's too obvious now.
No, I think it's more old-fashioned than the new pop music out now.
Was it any good, though? Because, you know, old, I mean, you've got Tony Bennett singing with Lady Gaga now? That's old and new. Is this a Tony Bennett old, or is this a Cliff Richard old?
I'd say a Tony Bennett old.
Do you know who Cliff Richard is?
Yeah.
Good, right. And you know who Tony Bennett is?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a Tony Bennett. That's fair enough then, right? Hit, miss, or maybe then on that one, Melissa?
I think it's a maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe. Fair enough then, Joanne?
I'd probably say like a maybe.
Maybe because, on that one as well?
Yeah, because like it's good, but not like, I don't know if people would listen to it because it's not as modern as the other ones.
Would either of you listen to that again?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Is it right in the middle, or is it slightly less than the middle? If I force you to say hit or miss, what would you go for?
I'd say hit.
I'd say miss.
Right down the middle. There we go. Macedonia can't even split the judges even when we force them to. There we go. We shall carry on, though. Moondog from Latvia is our next song. Amanda Mashmakova. Let's just go straight into that one as our third. Dog there in Latvia's entry from Amanda Bashmakova. Okay, I'm not sure on that one. I mean, to me, it sounds just like classical, as if that sort of music has always been around.
It was good, but it was a bit slow for me, I suppose. I'd probably like things to be a bit more upbeat, and it was just a bit like slow and repetitive, but I don't know, it was still good.
I liked it because it's peaceful, and I don't know, you just don't hear that kind of music nowadays. It's got more upbeat to it and stuff, but with this one it's more downbeat and peaceful.
But downbeat, but not in a bad way?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Hit, miss, or maybe then, Melissa?
I think it's a hit.
A hit on that one. Joanne?
I think it'll be a hit, yeah.
A hit as well. Now, that puts it neck and neck with the Netherlands. That could get interesting. We definitely now have a time break that we're going to need at the end, so we'll have to see what happens. But we got one more chance. Our last song, Katya Rybova, or for those of you keeping record, Ekaterina Rybova, who, of course, sang for Russia many, many years ago at Junior Eurovision. Russia received a special dispensation so they can have a singer appearing at the song contest twice. Of course, Russia have form at this. They sent Dima Bilan back in 2006 to the Adult Eurovision, and then he came back in 2008 and went and win the thing. Let's see what happens with Russia's entry this year. Romeo and Juliet, because if you think I'm going to attempt Shakespeare in Russian, think again. This is Katya Rybova. Like Dima Bilan, her first appearance, she finished second. Like Dima Bilan, she's hoping that she can take victory this time. Does Katya have what it takes to walk away with the title of the winner of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest? Judges?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was really good.
So there we go. I mean, you just all love the songs in the last round. We got very, very happy judges. Why did we like that one then, Joanne?
Probably because it's quite modern and it's like something you'd hear nowadays, but at the same time it sort of stands out because it's like something that would get stuck in your head but for a good reason.
Yeah, I think I agree with Joanne as well. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't know, just wee dance moves and stuff.
Fair enough. Hit, miss, or maybe then?
I think it's a hit, definitely.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Okay, so we now have, oh bless, Macedonia, maybe, and not getting everywhere, and hits all the way around. So, Netherlands, Latvia and Russia, three-way tiebreak. Let's ask the obvious question first. Out of those three, Joanne, which one of those do you think was the best?
Probably the Netherlands.
With that was the first song you've been in, teenager.
Yeah, because I don't know, it just stood out to me, I suppose.
Okay, and Melissa, what about the best song for you?
I think Teenager by the Netherlands, because I don't know, I just really enjoyed it.
That's fair enough. It's got that little certain something that helps it through. So shall we give the winning prize for this round to the Netherlands then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough then. Judges in agreement. Rachel takes that one away as a winner of our third and last round of Jukebox Jury. Second place, naturally, we have Latvia and Russia there, and Macedonia bringing up the rear. But like the real Eurovision, everybody gets 12 points just for turning up. And maybe is a strong result, so congratulations all round. Judging is pretty much over. It's Junior Eurovision tomorrow at night. You'll be able to watch it online, junioreurovision.tv, wherever you are in the world. And of course, if you're in one of the countries that is broadcasting that has an entry, you'll be able to watch that on your national television service as well. www.escinsight.com, backstage reports, Twitter feeds and everything. There's daily news bulletins as well. If you all have a look at ESC Extra, escxtra.com, you'll be finding more from us pitching in there as well. We're all getting nice and collaborative here backstage, even though I'm not actually backstage yet because we're recording this the week before, because I don't want to fly back because I'll be in Armenia. You know what I mean. Thanks to the judges. Thanks, Melissa, for turning up.
You're welcome.
And thank you to Joanne.
Thank you.
Thank you all out there for listening. Comments are welcome back on the website, and reviews back on iTunes as well if you want to find us. But for now, we shall finish with the traditional electric guitars.